Well, he's been jogging around this morning. We're hoping he'll be okay, but we'll know far better, you know, really the morning of the game. That's where we'll know, you know, if he's going to be okay. As it will be one or two others as well, you know. But I'm not going into detail, but we'll have a real body check on Saturday morning, quite honestly.
And it was a rib injury with O'Grady, wasn't it?
He's been suffering for a little while, and you know, there's one or two other little niggles he's got as well. So like I say, just the accumulation of things, really.
And aside from that, the right back issue, if you like, Hunt hasn't played and was rested the other day. McLaughlin hasn't played the other day. So it's about monitoring them again.
Well, it is, yeah. And we've got, you know, with Ryan as well, you can imagine of the first 45 minutes you come into a game of with the quality against him that they did. You know, he had a fairly tough 45 minutes, you know, and for his first game for a long time, and only his second league game, really, he's going to feel the after effects of it, and he has done, you know. So we'll keep an eye on him as we go along.
How's he responded to that mentally? Because I would imagine that would have been his toughest challenge in professional football.
He's responded very well, you know, and you know, if he's got the aspirations to play the top flight, which he has, and I generally believe he's got the capability of doing that. You know, he's going to have to come up against quality players as Wigan have, you know, and there'll be a lot, with all due respect to them, they might even be better than them as he gets in the top echelons. But, you know, he took it very well. You know, he knows it was going to be very difficult to play against him, and it proved that way, you know, against the Bourgeoisier and McLean on the night.
So how confident are you that at least one of those will be fit? Because otherwise, right back then becomes a problem this weekend.
Well, it does become a problem, yeah, it does. And I think that you saw the other night that when Tom Kennedy went in the second half, I thought he was exceptional, I have to say. You know, for somebody who stepped up to the plate as he did, you know, and when we knew that we were going to be struggling in that area, I thought he stepped up absolutely fantastically. And if need be, I'm presuming he'll do it again, you know. But in an ideal world, we don't want that to happen. We'd like to have a specialist right back in, but we'll wait and see.
So you mentioned there might be something of a body count on Saturday morning. Are they the three, or are there others that you could add to the list?
There's one or two others as well, you know. I think we had a very physical game the other night, you know, and a very demanding game, you know. And as I said many times before, when you get games coming thick and fast like they do, you know, players very rarely, you know, operate on 100%, you know, and that's the difficulty. You know, do you change it? You know, do you change the team around as you're going along? That's the beauty of having a decent sized squad, you know, and we'll have to use that as we go along, that's for sure.
I was going to sort of mention that, because you have issues, particularly in one area at the minute, does that mean you're considering possibly changing the formation, three at the back? That's something that's been used here previously. I merely throw that out there, but is that something that you are considering right now?
Well, we've done it on two or three occasions already. You know, we've changed the system on a number of occasions. You know, but it's about what's available to you more than anything. And the one thing you want to do is play the players in the best positions, you know, where you don't really, you know, put in the proverbial, you know, square pegs at round holes type of thing. You know, you want the players to be comfortable where they play and play at the maximum, is it? And that's what we're hoping for. We're hoping that by the time the game comes along, we'll have players playing in those positions.
One player I did want to mention, Pedersen, not been around recently, and obviously there's an issue potentially with O'Grady. Where's he right now?
Well, he's been injured for a long time, you know, and he's had a game this week, under 21 game. He had one game last week, 45 minutes last week, and that's been the problem. You know, it's getting him, you know, onto the pitch, on the training ground. Since I've been here, I think he's only been available twice, I think. Which is a bit frustrating, you know, because we think we know what he can do. I haven't seen enough of him, you know. I've hardly seen him on the training ground, quite honestly. So that is a problem. I mean, support, if we did throw him in, it'd be a toss of a coin, basically. You know, just hoping for the best. But we hope it doesn't come to that. You know, we're hoping he gets himself to a certain fitness and he's there pushing himself to play first team football and be in the squad. You know, but as I say, you know, it's a bit unfortunate from his point of view that he's had these niggling injuries for such a long period.
And is there a sort of light at the end of the tunnel there with him, or is it you just don't know?
Well, there's a light there because he's trained the last few days, you know, so with a bit of luck he can continue doing that. And then we can bear some fruits on the pitch. That's the ultimate, obviously. But if you ask me now, could he play 90 minutes today? No, he couldn't, you know, because he's just not done any real training that reflects in playing match practice. So we'll open and see. Hoping it'll come to that, like I say.
because he too is the kind of heir apparent and the competition for Prosvich and O'Grady right now.
Well, he is, yeah, you know, but we've also got Breck Shea can play at the top. You know, we've got that little one. We've got Dale Jennings can play at the top. Thomas Sisker can throw it there. Although, again, they're not specialist positions for them. But if push comes to shove, we could use them there.
Thomas Sisker, often discussed on our phone-in. He's a player that has done quite well at times for this team on various different occasions. Is he the type of player you feel can play regularly for this team, or is he an impact player right now?
For me, he's an impact player. You know, I think he's had his best performances when he's come off the bench. You know, and that's not to say that he can't do it over 90 minutes. That's not to say that at all. But he has more of an effect on the opposition when he comes off the bench, and has done on numerous occasions this year. So taking that into account, yeah, I think he's a very valuable member of the squad. You know, let's be right. You know, you could go through all of the lads and just say, you know, could they play 90 minutes? Could they do this and the other? And you'd say yes in most cases, you know. But there's only 11 starting places. You know, there's always going to be some of his favourites who are not playing, and that's unfortunate.
I suppose with him too, he's come off the bench on a couple of occasions. He's rattled in a goal from a long way out, and all of a sudden there becomes a clamour from the terraces to select the guy to start.
I'm sure there is. Just like most players, as I said, the favourites, and it's up to them.
Let's talk about somebody else who you mentioned there. Breck Shea, have Barnsley fans not seen the best of him yet?
Nowhere near. We've not seen anywhere near the best of Breck. He's got a lot more to offer. I think his problem the other week again was he had a food poisoning problem, and that knocked him for six quad, honestly. But even so, saying that, prior to that, we didn't see the best of him. We've seen flashes of it. We've seen flashes of him, what he's capable of doing. But we need more consistency from him. That's definite. And I think, you know, with Breck, he's got high aspirations of playing to the World Cup for America. And to do that, he's got to be consistent with us, you know. And I think if he does do that, it'll be a certain traveller to the to Brazil. But he's first and foremost got to do business for us. And at this moment in time, he's not firing all cylinders like we know he can do.
Must be frustrating that, knowing you'll have watched him play many times for Stoke and run the rule over him, and all of a sudden he's got problems while he's here.
Well, listen, you've got to accept that it's one of those things that happens. You know, everything can't always run smoothly, but you know, in an ideal world, you hope it did, but unfortunately, in this particular case, it's not. But listen, we've got a long way to go yet. You know, he's got a lot of games in front of him yet, and he's got a lot of time in which to progress. And you know, we've had numerous conversations. You know, and he's desperate to do well for us. And like I say, I think when he gets over these little niggles, little illnesses that he's picked up, little viruses, then let's hope we can see the true Breck, and it's certainly from when he matches point of view, he's quite capable of that.
So Millwall as a match this weekend, it's hugely important, isn't it, that Barnsley win this one?
Listen, Andy, I've said it to you many times before. Every game that we approach, we have to win it, you know, because, you know, we're in such a position that we are. You know, the games are going, whittling down. So every game that's put in front of us is a must-win game, and we've got possibly, arguably, you know, another 17 or so, 16 or so games to go. So, yeah, they're all important to us, you know, and yes, it'll be jacked up like it normally is because they're a team around us. But it makes it no more important than when we played the other night at Wigan, you know, and when we play the next game that we play after the Millwall game, there'll be no more important to us. We approach it with a real seriousness that we needed 3 points, and this will be exactly the same. Yes, I think afterwards there'll be people and there'll be headlines that one way or the other we're either out of it or we're still banging it and even deeper. But listen, that's for after the game, but certainly prior to the game, you know, we're looking forward to it and looking forward to the challenge. It'll be a very tough game, we know. They'll come very, very positively against us, you know, as Ian's teams do. But I'd like to think so do we, you know, so it makes for hopefully a very entertaining game, but with 3 points winning on our side.
But it does seem to have that sort of slight edge to it, as you say, given the fact that they're struggling for form right now. Barnsley, you've steadied the ship, you've started to get a few results, but most importantly of all, you're in your own backyard here.
Well, that's always the important part, and I've said this, you know, when I first came in, your home form will determine, in my opinion, where we'll end up, you know, and so far it's not been good enough. You know, the home form, in terms of wins, has not been good enough. But I like to say, you know, I'd like your kind words in saying that we steadied the ship a bit. I think we have. I think we've had some good performances, in all honesty. Been quite unfortunate in some of the results we've had to you know, to put up with after good performances, like I say. But maybe one of these, you know, it's a cup game in one argument, for an argument tomorrow, you know, that the performance possibly won't be the be-all end all, it'll be the result. And maybe that'll be how we have to go in the rest of the season, you know, and you know, the performances have been quite good, but we haven't come up with the answer at the end of the day, which is a win. And maybe that will go out the window tomorrow.
Because, and I was going to say, because you have had that semblance of steadying the ship recently, is there now a thought in the mind, possibly because it is Millwall at home, there is an opportunity here to, well, go for broke in some respects?
Well, Andy, there's an opportunity in every game you play. You know, I think we went to Wigan and for the second half of the game, you know, they, I think, as I said after the game, I think they had their first shot at our goal on the 93rd minute after half time, and we had numerous attempts at goal. There was opportunity there for us, in my opinion. You know, but you know, we gave a silly goal away in the first, or a soft goal away in the first one. It makes it very difficult to come back in against a team of their quality. You know, and you have to remember again, it is a quality team, but we've shown that we can compete against them. You know, the teams up there, and we can certainly compete against the teams around us. Again, it's on the day. It's again chances taken. You know, not giving opportunities to the opposition. It's all the things that all the components that you have in a winning team, and we've got to make sure we do it at every level that we can do tomorrow.
So Millwall as a prospect, then, having had the scouting reports, etc., where do their strengths lie?
Well, they're very offensive. You know, they'll come and have a go. You know, they'll throw bodies forward. You know, to the detriment sometimes. I think if you look at Ian's teams over a period of time, you know, they've scored goals, but they've conceded goals. You know, and I don't think he'll change his way of approach. You know, I think he was quite critical last week of Bolton, and now they went to Millwall to get the result, and I think that, you know, you've got to accept that managers will take different steps to get results, and I think that from that point of view, it's up to the managers. You can't be critical of another club how they feel they're going to get the results, and tomorrow that's all we'll approach it in our manner. And if we're boring and we're crap, and he says we're crap after the game, we won 1-0, I'll be absolutely delighted to buy him a drink. No problem.
because he's one of those guys, isn't he, who's very much, he sticks to his principles, doesn't he, and he's garnered throughout his career a lot of success doing that, I suppose. But it's very different circumstances now, given the situation they're in. They're not trying to go up, they're trying to stay up.
Well, yeah, listen, I don't know how Ian does his business. I don't work with him, you know, but, you know, from the outside, you'd think that he's, you know, he's quite gregarious in lots of things. But I think from where we are, you know, we can't worry, even worry what type of style he wants to put on. We've got to make sure we get a win, you know, and I'll settle for that now at this moment in time, because it's something like a scrappy little win that might just give us that little bit of impetus that we need to take us into the remaining the next three or four games after this game, I should say. So yeah, I mean, if he comes and they outplay us and we beat him 1-0, I'd be quite happy.
I know we're sat here, what, 10 days ago, talking about how you obviously want the league table to look very different in a short space of time. I wonder if that was in part in mind because of this weekend. Four of the bottom five are playing one another. Yeovil Donny's also on the bill. Barnsley Millwall. It could look very different come 10-5 Saturday tea time.
Well, it could, but then there's a lot of talk, and we'll go on prior to that, you know. But whoever comes up with the goods on Saturday will be quite happy, I'm sure, with the outcome of the results. And we've got to make sure it's us. You know, we know that the league can change, you know, on a game to game basis. We know that. From our point of view, we've been fortunate in one respect that the teams have not opened up against us. You know, if we've not had a particularly good game, good result, sorry, others haven't either. You know, but we've got to take advantage of those times. But at least we haven't been cut adrift, as I said before. And with the teams that we've got around us to play, and some very good teams as well, when we get towards the end of the season, they're up there challenging. You never know. You know, you see a lot of. Form go out the window when you see the top teams and the bottom teams playing each other at the end of the season, and there's nervousness in both camps, but there's a lot of nervousness for the lads who are being promoted. Yeah. You know, and it's just as tough up there that it is at the bottom.
It's interesting that you brought that up, because there is that kind of, if there is a period of time within the remainder of the season to build that platform, it's kind of now, because you've got a lot of the teams who will be fighting for honours at the end of the season to come.
Yeah, well, of course they will. Yeah, there'll be lots of tough tests in front of us, but we've all got them. You know, we're not the only club that's in the bottom area that's going to have these tests, and you know, we've got to make sure we look after ourselves and make sure we get try and get the best results we possibly can for ourselves and see what happens after that. But I will say again, I'll say that it's the top teams, you know, if you look over a period of time, they've had some very, very unusual results at this time of the season, and certainly into the last, you know, 8, 9, 10 games of the season. And I'm hoping that when we play these type of team, it'll be similar again.